Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Law enforcement hiring standards in Illinois are changing this month thanks to a new state law taking effect. Starting this month, no applicants can become police officers unless they sign a form authorizing the release of their entire personnel file. Democratic State Senator Doris Turner of Springfield sponsored the measure in response to the death of Sonia Massey, who was killed by a Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy in her Springfield area home.
Law enforcement wants good officers on the street, and I believe that this will go a long way to ensuring that what happened last summer in my community will not happen in another community.
Sean Grayson was hired by Sangamon County despite red flags like past DUIs and notes from former employers that Grayson needed more training. He was convicted of second-degree murder and is awaiting sentencing. His lawyers are seeking a new trial. Democrats have held on to a seat in the Iowa Senate in a special election last week. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports the win blocks Senate Republicans from regaining a supermajority.
Democrat Renee Hardman defeated Republican Lucas Lofton by more than 40 percentage points. With the win, she makes history as the first Black woman elected to the Iowa Senate. Hardman will represent parts of West Des Moines, Clive, and Windsor Heights in the seat formerly held by Democrat Claire Selsey, who died in October. Hardman says her win was a group effort, and she thanked her supporters.
We just decided as a collective that we're going to get this job done, and we are going to prevent the supermajority. And that is what helped drive our motivation to get this job done.
Without the seat, Republicans are one vote shy of a supermajority, meaning they need support from a Democrat to approve governor appointees. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
Illinois and Iowa political leaders are staking their positions on the recent U.S. military aggression in Venezuela. Iowa's 1st District Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks praised the arrest of President Nicolas Maduro as a, quote, pivotal victory in the fight against international narco-terrorism, end quote. Iowa's senior U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley said in a statement that President Trump used his constitutional authority to arrest Maduro and save American lives. Meanwhile, Quad City area Democratic Congressman Eric Sorensen says Trump should have sought Congress's approval before launching airstrikes and capturing Maduro and his wife. Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth also slammed Trump for not seeking authorization from Congress. The Iowa DNR says almost all of its campsites in the state park system will be reservable starting this year. Campers will be able to make reservations online or by phone. Also starting this year, campsite rates will increase by $1 to $3 depending on the site type and campground location. The Iowa DNR says rates will be updated on its reservation site in the early part of this year. Many farmers across the region are entering 2026 in difficult financial situations. Producers across the Midwest and Great Plains are seeing record-high prices for beef while facing dismal crop prices. Courtney Cowley with the Kansas City Federal Reserve says the challenges for crops and livestock are opposites.
Like on the livestock side, we don't have kind of the supply to meet the demand, which is why we have such high prices. But on the crop side, we have too much supply and not enough demand, where those markets become a lot more important.
Farmers are also paying more for inputs like fertilizer and machinery, which is cutting into their bottom lines. A September outlook from the University of Missouri found farm income could fall by about $30 billion this year because of lower crop prices and a decline in government payments. A Quad Cities-based music store chain has been honored as Retailer of the Year by a national music publication. Davenport's West Music is recognized in the December issue of Music, Inc. magazine for its commitment to music accessibility, exceptional customer service, and educational leadership across the nation. The original West Music store opened in Davenport in 1941, with operations now in Coralville, Marion, and Cedar Falls. This is WVIK News.